The initiative was sponsored by the Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance, and it was turned down recently by the Alaska Lieutenant Governor. Wednesday, the group appealed that decision to a Superior Court judge in Anchorage. Executive Director Clark Penny stresses that the proposed initiative remains unchanged and would not impact set net fisheries in rural areas of Alaska.
So one reason is just based off population concentration. Okay, so if you think about areas like Anchorage and the Cook Inlet area as an example that have grown so much in population over the last 30, 40 years, that puts a lot of added pressure on a resource or on a resource like fish that return.
Penny notes that rural areas of Alaska don't have the same pressure placed on salmon stocks as compared to the more urban areas of the state. As it stands now, the initiative would not impact the set net fisheries in southwest and western Alaska. That includes Bristol Bay. During a press conference Wednesday morning, the legal counsel for the Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance asserted that the decision by the lieutenant governor to reject the initiative was wrong and was based on faulty legal thinking by the Alaska Attorney General. Matt Singer claims the decision sets a dangerous precedent for Alaska.
Alaska voters have a long history, going all the way back to statehood, of going to the ballot box to protect fish and game. At the same time that we voted on the Alaska Constitution in 1956, Alaska voters passed a ban on fish traps. We've returned to the polls many times since to address fish and game conservation.
Singer confirms that the appeal filed Wednesday seeks a judge's ruling that the initiative is constitutional and should be allowed to proceed through the established initiative process. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell rejected the Set Net Ban initiative based on the advice of the Alaska Department of Law, which called the initiative a prohibited appropriation under the Constitution. The department based that opinion on a 1996 case that held that the preferential treatment of certain fisheries is an appropriation that could not be enacted by initiative. Basically, the Attorney General believes that if the initiative process is used to eliminate one gear group, that results in a fish resource being appropriated to another gear group or other users. Joe Connors is the president of the Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance, and he lives and owns a lodge along the Kenai River. Connors believes that set nets are an antiquated form of fishing that is harming many of Alaska's salmon stocks.
The 210-foot long set nets are indiscriminate killers. They catch everything that swims by. During a commercial opening in Upper Cook Inlet, there are over 1,000 set nets deployed. The set nets are decimating other fish species such as king salmon, trying to return to the rivers of the Kenai Peninsula. Set nets are appropriate for rural subsistence fishing because there is no pressure on that resource. However, in the urban areas, the time has come to do what 8 other states have already done. For conservation's sake, it's time for the set nets to go.
Specifically, the proposed set net ban would cover state-designated non-subsistence areas, including Anchorage, the Kenai Peninsula Borough, the Matsu Borough, Fairbanks, Juneau, Valdez, and Ketchikan. The initiative also only calls for the elimination of commercial set nets. Personal use fisheries, including the use of dip nets, would apparently be unaffected. Another of those who participated in Wednesday's press conference was well-known sport fishing enthusiast and supporter Bob Penny. He sits on the board of the Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance. He declared that set netting is the fishing method of the past.
Set nets have the highest bycatch of any commercial fishery allowed in this state's waters, period.
Set nets are currently banned for use in Texas, Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, New York, and California. The timeline for the Anchorage Superior Court to hear the appeal is currently unclear, but the initiative sponsors hope to have the issue settled in time to have the issue placed before voters in August of 2016. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.